Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
From coast to coast, it's the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast with certified kitchen designer Eric G. and co-host John Dudley, a former contractor and online technology expert delivering real fixes, smart tech, and trusted advice. Remodels, repairs, energy savings, smart homes, DIY. We've got your answers. It's Around the House. Dive in and get inspired.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. John Dudley, good to see you again, my friend.
What's happening, brother?
Good to see you. And we have back in the studio again, and I absolutely love this. This is always going to be a good time. Wendy Glaister, Wendy Glaister Interiors, welcome back to Around the House.
Hey guys, how are you? Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this topic. I've been waiting.
This is going to be fun. And I think already John's going, I think we're getting ganged up on here. He is, because we got two designers here, right? But no, this is...
I got thick skin. I'm not scared.
I know. So we're going to be talking about, basically, this is such an art, and I think it's important. It's really getting that designer, that contractor, and the homeowner to work together, right, Wendy? Because this is either going to go awesome, or it's either going to go off the tracks and make it on CNN News. We don't want that. So we want to really be able to get everybody.
No, by hook.
Yeah, we've all seen it. We've all seen it. And this is a fun one. And this was, Wendy, this was a great idea, because this is going to be a blast today.
I just feel like there's so much opportunity if we can just enter the room together as friends and set like expectations for how we wanted to take care of each other as a team. Mm-hmm. And so many times it's like an antagonistic thing from the beginning. I just don't understand that, because it's not conducive to creative thought or problem solving. And so this is a fun opportunity to talk about it with you guys. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it.
That antagonistic part is just human condition 101. I think it's the things that nobody can park their ego for more than 4 seconds to go, wait, this might be beneficial to all parties involved. Oh, okay. Stay in the solution.
I know you've seen it. I've seen it in my design career. You walk in and I can see the eye roll of the designers here from the contractor. And just as the homeowner and the, you know, or the client and the designers working together and the contractors coming in, and there's always this, when they haven't worked together, there's always this, okay, how is this chemistry going to mesh? I've seen it go so bad, but I've seen it go so good. I had people like John, he was my contractor I worked with. You know, we worked together for, geez, about a decade. I've got other guys I've worked with for 25 years. And when you get that synergy, it's just perfect. But I wanted to get your take on this, Wendy. And this is that, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Do you hire the designer first or the contractor first or both?
Honestly, I think the progress or the way that it all comes together, which do you hire first, isn't quite as important as how are they going to work together and at what phase of the project.
Yes.
So when I have an opportunity, so hypothetically speaking, a family comes to me and says, I want to build my dream home. And I say, I have this architect and they're both great. And I really would love to get a really skilled contractor in on from the beginning as well, because if we have all four minds working together, the client, the architect, the contractor, and me, then when it comes time to build it, we'll be building the dream home. There won't be major change orders and costly mistakes and things that happen. And we'll all be on the same path together. And it'll be a great time, really, honestly, for everyone. So I think people are introduced to the design world in different ways. Sometimes people hear from their friends, oh, I have this amazing contractor, or I have this amazing designer. Sometimes I have an amazing architect. But I think the key really is on a large scale project, getting everyone together from the beginning so that you can build mutual respect and so that all the different perspectives can be heard and weighed out. And it's just a great way to go about it. And it's hard to explain if you haven't done it before, the value, but it's huge.
It is.
Yeah, it is huge. And I think I just lost everything I was going to say. But I think the mistake is that a lot of people get so deep in with the designer before even considering the contractor and vice versa. And I think that's where good relationships come in, because I think a lot of this is built on trust. You know, I trusted Eric as a designer. I knew he wouldn't put me in a bad spot, right? I knew it wouldn't make things hard, make my life more difficult, because he would think like a contractor. And I would accept his thinking as a designer when he would tell me, we're going to do this. And I would balk for a second and go, nah, but I know he's got a plan. And and I think that synergy, like you said, from the start is key. And people don't realize that. And they get too deep with one or the other and then try to bring in a third party. And that's where you get friction, right?
Well, I think there's a big difference between respect and ego.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the biggest problems I think that I see out there is that so many times the public has been trained to go about it wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's say Mr. and Mrs. Smith want to do a kitchen remodel. And the first thing they do is go out and get three contractor bids without a design. Now they're more confused than when they started, because you are comparing the prices of steak, apples, and oatmeal.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you anything. And if you don't do the design first and get things where you want it and where you're comfortable, there's no way to get a competitive bid, because there's 1,000 things that could be different. As a homeowner and as someone who's going to be spending their hard-earned money, I think it's a big mistake that gets made, because they go about it the way that they think they should go about it, which technically is backwards.
Yeah, it's just out of ignorance is all. And it's just, and when I have this conversation all the time when I talk to clients for the first time on the phone, it's like, well, do you have a contractor? Do you have this or do you have that? And they'll say, oh, well, people came in and gave me bids. I said, oh, okay. What materials did you specify? What?
Markets. Yeah.
Are you doing slab cabinets? Are you doing laminate? Are you doing white rift French oak? What do you mean? I said, well, everything that you choose goes into the budget. And it's just, so what does his budget cover? Is it like a baseline? Do you have an allowance for things? Do you have, because it's just made up. It's just in the air at that point. And it's not something that you can reasonably predict your financial, accountability to or something. Like, it doesn't work. And it's hard. I think
that financial fear is what creates that methodology, that order of things, right? They're like, well, first let's find out what this is going to cost. Then we'll get somebody to come in and tell us all the pretty stuff. And I think they shortchange the designer on that end, because they don't realize the importance or the cost of a good designer. They want to know, what's the contractor going to tell me? Because that's the big $1 million question, cost-wise, they think. They don't realize is, go ahead.
They think they're going out for a kitchen. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to go buy a car. Okay, you buying a 1988 Ford Fairmont station wagon, or you buying a 2026 Bentley Continental? Which one is it?
That's a really great analogy.
They're both cars. They both will get you to work. But you know what I mean? The prices are about as different.
I've learned the same thing. And this is, again, part of why my maturity has brought more respect for designers. Not that I ever disrespected them, but even in web, right? Doing websites and stuff like that. When I first started doing web stuff, I was like, what do I need a designer for? There's all these pre-made templates and pretty much every design is out there. And da-da-da. But the cost thing, like you said, Eric, people, how much is a website? How much is a car? And you see is the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And so really, and again, if I get a phone call when I was doing kitchen design and stuff all the time, or bathroom design or anything like that, if they didn't have a contractor, my first thing was to loop in someone that I knew that I trusted. Because I knew that our relationship going well was going to make this way easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to be easier for the client. It's going to be easy because I already know, like when I was working with John, I knew what he needed for me. And when you put a brand new designer and a contractor, it can go a couple ways. It can go awesome. And it can go, this is going to be a
war.
War is the worst,
Especially if the contractor is a brother-in-law. You're like, oh, man.
I think, again, that the the difference between respect and ego is so huge, because as a creative, I mean, I do have a style and a sensibility, and I have a history of exposure to beautiful things that is unique, because it's unique for everybody. Everybody's experience in life is totally unique.
For more information about the show, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Eric and John will be right back with more from designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages.
It's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio, for his biggest project yet, a full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse, from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. For more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Eric and John are in a great discussion of how to work with a designer and contractor on your next project. Let's rejoin Wendy Glaister and dive deeper into this topic.
It will choose materials and go about things for a client. But I know that I don't know everything, by a lot. And I don't want to alienate the team. I don't want to make anyone feel that they can't express genuine concerns about what's happening. Take me on a sidebar and say, hey, can we talk about blah, blah, blah? And same for me, if I see something on a project and I don't feel good about it, you don't just walk up to the contractor in front of the client and just take him apart. You say, right. Hey, do you have a minute? Can I call you, you know, at such and such a day and time? We can talk it through, so that they know that you are protecting them and that they are a part of the team and you are on the same team. I think that, I think that's the hardest thing. That was actually a huge barrier to me becoming a designer, was because as a little girl growing up in my parents' jewelry store, I saw a lot of designers come in and buy jewelry from my parents. And they had, not all of them, but enough to make an impression. I could feel my face getting hot thinking about it. They had like an affect.
Yeah, a little swagger.
That it was very intentional to make people feel less than them. Mm-hmm. You know, like that just they're and not as bright. Yep. Not as artistic, not as talented, not as much. I just thought that was such a turnoff. 100%. That when my grandma was asking me that one day about like, why don't you just be an interior designer? Everybody knows you were born to do that. I just said, Grandma, I just don't want that to be commuted to me by virtue of my profession.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I mean, your dad's a jewelry designer and he's wonderful and humble and amazing. So I was grateful that she walked me through that. But to me, that's probably the biggest barrier to beautiful work in our entire industry is ego, because no one has all the answers. You do need your friends in life and work and business and design and everything. Yeah. You can't just wander around like, I don't know. You can tell I get really passionate about this.
Here's one thing, and Johnny knows this too, because he's seen it too from the design and the contractor side both. There's what I call the superhero complex. Mm-hmm. And what I call the superhero complex is when that piece of trim molding shows up wrong or the furniture shows up damaged, and it goes from the contractor or the designer or both if it gets to be a competition. But somebody comes over, whether it's the contractor, goes, did you see what the designer showed up? They actually delivered that broken thing, Mrs. Homeowner. Don't worry. I have this under control for you. Or the designer goes.
So mean.
Or the designer goes, did you see how they installed that? And it's probably not fully installed anyway. I will talk to the contractor. I'll handle it. And that superhero complex is usually the downfall of the project, because you're now dragging in the homeowner to say, look, I'm going to show you my importance. It's the beginning of a battle. And so that's one of the things I always say to look for as a homeowner, because I've had where stuff got shipped and guess what? The driver dropped it on the way in. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Did that even come in the house? No, the contractor took it, put it out in the back of his truck or refused the shipment. Hid it away, called me on the cell phone from inside his truck. So the homeowner there couldn't see what was going on and said, hey, man, can you come over after 2 o'clock, grab this piece of this cabinet that showed up that got dropped because I don't want them to see it. Can you get another one ordered? Were we hiding anything from the client? Not really. They're going to get the project done. But why lose the
trust?
Why put the microscope on that? Because now you got somebody that's looking for what else got damaged.
Or even if you say, you know, this just happened and the designer and I are in communication, we've got it handled. You don't have to worry about anything. Even saying that is fine. I mean,
it's the opposite.
Wendy, like you said, enough, not all the designers, but enough. There are definitely two archetypes we're talking about here. And you got your bristly contractor who can't be wrong. And he's so busy knowing everything that he never learns anything. So, and it becomes that competition. And unless you have enough respect and enough maturity to back down, I can tell you a handful of times that I'd stop working with people because they would start bad mouthing the other person. And it was always that, the blame game, the who's right, who's wrong, I'm smarter, I'm better. Well, that's a dumb idea. We can't build it like that. This designer's taking you guys for a ride, but it's gross.
That's happened. Like, I can feel this chair is the color of my face now, so I'm frustrated. Because when you live like that and your intention is so pure and good and you want the best thing to happen and you're totally upfront and honest, but someone frames it that way, that is just so mean. I mean, honestly, I think... because I've given a lot of thought to this. I know you're shocked to hear that, but I think it's insecurity. Because why else would someone be such a stinker? Are they that worried that someone's going to find out that they're actually not as great as they say they are? They're actually a terrible project manager. They don't have relationships with vendors the way they said, or like, what are they trying to hide? There's no reason to be stinky if you've got your act together.
It's insecurity.
And one of the things too, and I want to talk about this because I'm going to do this from kind of the neutral, from the contractor slash designer side. The problem with contractors and the problem with designers both is it's really hard to know what their skill set is before you hire them. There's designers on TV that we look at and go, awesome, you're a realtor. And then you just decided to put your hat on and say, I'm a designer. I'm not naming anything specific,
careful.
But there's a lot.
He's stirring the pot right now. He's
stirring the pot right now. But there's also a bunch of guys that worked on a construction crew for 6 months that think they can be a better contractor. And they went out and now they're a contractor and they barely know how to, which side of the handle to use in the hammer. So it's an issue. And I want
that's how I started. To be fair, that's how I started. And I said yes to everything. I said, you know how to tuck point a chimney? Of course I know how to tuck point a chimney. I would literally go to Home Depot and sit on the floor at nights and read books on how to do things I had no idea how to do. But already told the homeowner while I was painting their bedroom that I could, you know, put in a new bay window. How do you do that anyway? I would go learn. I would go find out. I knew I didn't know, but I knew I could figure it out. But yeah. Yeah, I was that guy.
If you're fortunate and you're doing higher end work, then you are able to ask to see the work of contractors and designers and go to the homeowners and have a conversation with them about their experience and how things worked and what the good points were and what the bad points were so that you know how to navigate the relationship better. I think if you're looking at spending a lot of money and that is not offered to you as an option, then I would be cautious.
Yeah.
Because maybe the person doesn't have that much experience and maybe they're more of a hall bathroom renovation guy than a home from blueprint guy.
Yeah.
So not to say that people who are less experienced don't deserve the opportunity. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, there's just, you have to do your due diligence.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, go ahead, Johnny. You're going to say something.
I was just going to say, we'll say, again, like to back up, like Eric and I talked about this, I don't know, a while back. And for me, like contracting, honestly, I mean, yeah, I did it because I could make good money and then I could spend the rest of my time playing music. But I never just did a job for the money. I always, my priority was making people happy and watching somebody dance in their kitchen when it was done, right?
For more information about the show, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Eric and John will be right back with more from designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages. Now let's catch a little bit of John and Eric here with the band Dudley with Stories. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show. For more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Eric and John are in a great discussion of how to work with a designer and contractor on your next project. Let's rejoin Wendy Glaister and dive deeper into this topic.
You know what I mean? I slept good at night and I never hacked anything together. I never left anybody going, what is it? You said you were going to paint it blue and it's pink, you know. And there's a difference and there's a lot of sharks out there. So yeah, you do need to be cautious for sure. Finding good people in any industry is always difficult.
Yeah, and it's about the relationships, you know, and it's, and again, and I always say this for the homeowners out there that are listening, and even for the designers and the contractors, when you're meeting going through the budget side of things, this is the honeymoon period. This is the low stress. Everyone's generally getting along. The homeowners haven't had people in their house for 45 days and they just want to have some days to themselves without people standing in their living room or kitchen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is as good as it's going to get.
Everybody's excited. Checks are coming in a few weeks. You know?
If that's not beautiful, there should be a pause to figure out what needs to be fixed or what needs to be changed before you get into the project. Because as a designer, there was probably a couple people a year that I made sure that I said no to because I went, me personally, I am not going to mesh with them.
Yeah.
Because I can tell these aren't people I want to work with. It's going to be hard. And my personality type is definitely not going to work with theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to know when to say no. And it's difficult, especially if you need the job, right? I mean, there's been times where I needed my sanity more than I needed the job is what it came down to. And you brought something up earlier that made me think about, like, when you walk in that customer's home and they go, this is what happened last time. And it's this beautiful kitchen remodel. And they're like, it was a nightmare. You're like, okay, that was, and if that's a nightmare, I'm out. Like, cause I don't know what you're expecting, Queen of England, but you're not my cup of tea. Like, yeah. That's,
yeah.
I think what I've learned too, is just every really great GC has his or her own team that has been through the fire with them and they've proven themselves the subs over a period of years. And so like when my team and I are specifying material or we're putting together finish sheets or whatever, it's really important to me if it's my first time working with that contractor to say, okay, well, I really want to make your subs happy. I want to make this as easy for them as I can. So for example, your tile guy, can you tell me what kind of grout he likes? Like, you should see the faces on these. They're like, what? And I said, well, every tile guy likes his own grout. And I don't want to specify a brand he doesn't like. And I've done that like for projects across the country. And the guys are like, what did she just say? But it's important because if they like a certain grout, then gosh darn, specify that kind of grout. Or if you can be helpful in any way, like we're doing a project in Maryland. So the paint brand availability is different there, obviously, than it is in California. Sure. So I say, okay, well, what is your preferred paint brand? So I can get the deck so I can specify from that because I don't want to make it hard on your painter. Yeah. And does your painter like this kind, or does he want to talk? And I mean, it's just about how do you all work together for the very best outcome for your client? It's not about I get a deal on this tile if I sell it and I'm going to ship it across the country at a ridiculous cost to the client because I want my percentage as a designer. I don't even do that anymore. The tile guy buys the tile. The slab guy buys the slab. If you guys are owning those parts of this work, then own it. Like, I don't want to get in your way. I don't want to ask you to do something you're not comfortable with because that is to the detriment of the project, to the client, to the vision of the architect. I mean, it's okay for everybody to do well. A rising tide lifts all boats. But you can tell I really got on a soapbox about this because it's what tiny little, I have to make my 30% so that I can make everybody's life a living hell. No.
And here's the thing. What designers don't realize, and you and I are on 100% the same page here. The problem that the design community does miss with this, and I'm going to give them a hard time on this one, is that they miss that if you're going to mark that up 30%, now you own it. That's your product. That's your liability forever. And why would you do that? Why would you do that? And why charge what you're going to charge? Charge for your labor. You're not the architect. If the architects want to do that, knock yourself out. You do that. That's your liability. And the architects have a way different insurance policy than many of the designers do. Mm-hmm. You know, their errors and omissions insurance usually is millions to tens of millions of dollars. And they'll have somebody fight for them when they get sued. But let's be honest, that's how that works. And so I've always done that for 25 years. I've gone, man, I don't want to be on call when I bought the plumbing fixture and the plumber's calling me up going, hey, they gave me the wrong escutcheon ring. Can you get out of your meeting and go get it?
Yeah.
No, I want the plumber to do that. I don't want anything to do with that. I want to say we are using this fixture, this stuff, and you guys take care of it. And so who warranties it? The plumber, not me.
Yeah, I even
will say you guys are making this really difficult to be like contrary contractor.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm just thinking about, you know, you considering what type of grout or what type of paint, and legit asking the GC. And Eric was always the same way. That's why we did so well together. And our projects came out amazing because we cared about each other. Like, what do you think about this? I know you hate dealing with this. So I thought maybe we could do this. Like, that makes a team. That makes harmony. And that makes a beautiful product. And that makes a happy customer. And that takes us all to Maui for vacation.
Or to work, because they need a lot of help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this came up. It was weird today. It came up for me. I had a client who she hired a contractor. She had not worked with him before. Architect had not worked with him before. And me, not worked with me before. And she's very much in charge of her life. And if she doesn't get answers when she wants them, she will go and find or get whomever or whatever she feels like she needs to get the answer.
And you are so polite.
What's that?
You may be one of the most polite people I've ever met.
After I retire, I'm going to work for the UN. But I think what has not been explained, and I get to see her tomorrow, and I'm really hoping that I can be helpful, is you've hired this very reputable general contractor to run your job. And there is like an unspoken understanding that he will work for your highest and best good because you were referred by multiple people on many levels of, you know, your social network.
Yep.
And to just take something out from under him, even though that person works with him on the regular because you didn't get the phone number fast enough, or I don't think that this client understands. I think if this client understood, it wouldn't maybe be like this, because I don't think anyone would intentionally put someone in that spot. And that's what I'm going to hopefully try to explain tomorrow, is just that the great benefit of an incredible GC is mold. One, extremely experienced. Two, there's nothing new under the sun for this person. And if there is, it's exciting because it's some new skill to learn. Four, proven team. Yep. Rock solid, will show up no matter what. You're not a one and done because you have this GC who's running your job. Where I have worked on several projects where the client wanted to be their own GC.
Bring this up, Wendy. Perfect segue, by the way.
Yes.
And I've tried to save from the beginning in a kind way. You know, I understand you want to save money. It's just that I don't think in the long run that will be what happens, because you are actually a one and done to everyone. And I can't trade on the professional relationships I have for you because I don't know how you run a job, and I can't offer up all the people I love and trust on a silver platter to you when I don't know what you're going to do. And you don't have the answers because you're not a GC. You don't know how to work that drain on that balcony that was never in the plan, that you added at the last second, that you're hoping you're not going to get red tagged for properly off of a flat roof down to the first floor. You don't know how to handle this HVAC problem because you've actually not heard of the HVAC system that just is like flush with the ceiling. Yeah. Instead, you're used to the big chunky one on the side. You know, I mean, I'm just a designer. I mean, I am solidly in my lane, but
not, Wendy, and that's the thing, you know, you have the experience. Look at this. And I talk about this on the show every year because the homeowner's like, oh, I can do that. It's just making phone calls.
No, it's agonizing.
Stop. Being a GC is a full-time job, so you're not working. Check one. But you are. Okay, can you get out of your meeting to manage people?
For more information about the show, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Eric and John will be right back with more from designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. Let's get back to the conversation with Wendy Glaister about her secrets of making sure that designer and contractor are working well together on your next project.
The thing, I'm going to have a kid to save my relationship. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. You need to be strong coming into this because every little crack in a major remodeling project will show where those little cracks are in your relationship. Because it's not easy. See, I told you.
I get a lot of Botox too. I can feel though. I need to get more. No, it's hard. And it's, I will, as a designer, that's like my job. I'm the third party neutral mediator.
You're the therapist. Person.
You are the therapist. You are the hairstylist of the construction industry.
You don't know until you're living in upheaval how difficult that really is, or until you're writing check after check. Even, you know, if you have the opportunity to move out of your home, which I would advise if you're doing a major remodel,
pull it off,
please, if it's possible. But you don't know till you know.
Yep.
When you're in it and you're there and that's it. But when people, especially like you and John, putting out really important content for homeowners to understand, like, this is the world of design and construction, and we just really want to give you the best experience and educate you. It's not like you're saying these things because they're not true, or that you don't have concern or compassion for people who might go down this road and have never heard somebody say, beware in neon bright lights. Like,
yeah. This is a red warning sign. That's that, you know.
It's not. Yeah,
unfortunately, I still think 1 in 10 will actually pay attention and heed that warning.
Well, they made movies about this, right? Like the War of the Roses, and yeah, the new one with Benedict Cumberbatch. He was like an architect.
The Money Pit, that house one about that movie back then. Yeah, there's all those different, you know. Yeah. And they're not wrong. That's why it's in the movies, because everybody goes, oh, yeah, you know, and it doesn't go well. So you need to make sure. And I think the biggest thing, you know, we're going to be running out of time here in a few minutes, but I think the most important thing out of this whole thing, if you can get one thing out of this whole episode, is communication. And that's your communication skills. That's everyone on the team's communication skills. So as the homeowner, if you're listening, your communication skills have to be the best they can be, just as the designer, just as the contractor and the subcontractors has to be.
I'd like to just say, like, if something happens on the job site and you observe something and you don't like it, let's say you're the homeowner, don't swallow that. Immediately call your contractor or your designer and say, hey, I was on the project today and I saw this. Is something going on there? Or is there something you can help me understand? Or I'm worried about whatever. Because as in all of our relationships, if we just hold on to those things and we don't share them, they just build and build and build. And then it's very hard to maintain perspective and a lot of anger can happen. So if my client has a concern about something that's happening, I want to know. I want to help right away. I don't want them to have to go the weekend worrying about it. And none of the contractors, thank God, that I work with want that to happen either. So you're not inconvenienced. We work for you. If there is a problem, please let us know. We are in the service industry. I was raised in retail.
Yep.
I was going to say. So please, you know, don't feel like, because people say, oh, Wendy, you're so busy, I don't want to call you. No, I need you to call me. I want you to call me.
Communicate.
Please. Yeah. I work for you.
Whether it's a simple email, text, phone call, whatever the system is that's agreed to at the beginning, follow that. Because, you might be seeing that painting that's only half done. Mm-hmm. You also might be catching something that got missed by a subcontractor, a trade, or something that your expectation is different than what the drawings are. Now's the time to fix it versus blue tape walkthrough day.
Blue tape.
I know I could get everybody cringing on that one.
No, it's like you said, Wendy, it's so important that stuff doesn't build, because then suddenly one tiny scratch on a mirror makes the entire project is horrible, right? Because really you were angry 7 weeks ago when we dinged the fridge, but now this little scratch put the whole thing into the garbage. Like,
now, speaking of that, this is one of the biggest tricks I learned that I worked with another contractor that we came up with. We found the most awesome furniture repair person money could buy. And this is what we did on Kitchen Remodels. We put in the budget, not a line item, because we didn't want anybody to take it out, but we put it in there for them to come in 2 days before we're handing over the keys to go through and touch everything up. Whether it's the doorway coming in that maybe somebody bumped and they bumped it hard enough to go through the RAM board or whatever else, something around. I have seen some of these guys, and we did a test one time because we thought we ordered a door, but the contractor goes, hey, we want to get through we're doing pictures this week, fix this door. It was a beautiful cherry door. Now, we didn't leave that with the homeowner, but furniture repair guy, they drilled the hardware wrong. He fixed it for the photos. I couldn't tell that door had been fixed when I pulled it to my face.
Nice.
And there were two handle holes in the wrong spot. And I was like, that's artistry.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to age well.
You need that, friend.
You need that. And that putting that in there was just a few $100. You know, it was like $500 or something for whatever that was with that guy. And he came through every job. That and somebody that could do with metal, like for, you know, appliance scuffs and things like that. Having them to come out and be able to do that stuff on call was great, because you weren't waiting 12 weeks for something. They could come out and fix it in the field, and it looked gorgeous and nobody had any problems.
That was a
savings on the, you know, because it seems, and again, coming to my world of kitchens, and we'll wrap this up in a second, but once you get down that road and it's almost like an avalanche. Once we put on the critical eyes, we can, if I tell John to go walk through a perfect project, he's going to go, I saw 22 things. Wendy, if you had me go walk through a perfect project, I'm going to see 22 things. And if I send you, Wendy, to go look at mine, I'm going to find 22 things. They're always there.
Man.
This is wood. It's metal. It's craftsmanship. And depending on how picky you want to be, there's always something if you want to be that person to find.
Sure.
You have to. You
never want to open up that can and go down that road. Because no one's going to end up happy, because perfection, when you're dealing with raw materials that are made by God out there, guess what? What your beauty is and what somebody else's are two different things. And now we're throwing perspective into this. And that's a tough one.
Yeah, I had this little client who was just dying for a Taj Mahal countertop. So we found that it was beautiful. We went through this whole big thing. The wrong one was delivered, on and on and on. So we get to the end. It's all installed. She says, it's beautiful. A year later, I get a phone call. Wendy, I think it's flawed. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Come with the guys when they come to look at it. I'm like, oh, geez. So I call the guys because they're the guys I use all the time. What's going on with this? Can you explain? They're like, it's Taj Mahal. It's quartzite. It's crystal. It's a crystalline structure. It's beautiful. We don't really know. So thanks for saying you'll come. So I walk in and she puts her hand across the surface. She goes, do you feel that? And I go, yeah. She goes, do you see that? When the light hits it, because it was a polished Taj Mahal. Yeah, that's bad. And I said, no, that's real crystal.
Yeah, you paid for
that's, the real thing. That means it's not plastic. That means you have the really beautiful one where you can see true crystalline structure out of the earth that God made. That means this is totally different from everybody else's countertop in the world. And she's like, I hadn't thought of it like that.
You're 100% right though, Wendy. You're 100% right.
You know? But I mean, if the client isn't educated and they don't know, I mean, once it was explained to her, she was like, oh,
because you know, shiny deck.
Yeah. And thank God I have the back of my installer, because they're a great team of installers. But yeah, it's just so much of it's education. I think a lot of us, to be honest, and this is not to our credit, we're used to this work. We've done it for years. Mm-hmm. There's So we forget what it's like to be brand new and experience these things for the first time. Yep. And I think the more we can remember that and just be mindful and be humble and explain and make time, the better it is for everyone. I think we run into trouble when we forget that and start kind of being
You can't get frustrated with the uninformed. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. It costs you your peace, right? That. Don't drag your personal life in there. Don't, you know, you have to walk in. You're there again, service. You're of service. You're there to be of service. That's it. Remember that. Guys, you're going to walk away happy. You're no fun.
We can keep Eric's going like, stop.
We could keep going for another 3 hours on this.
Episode 17, designers, contractors, and architects.
We'll just put out the rest next month. Come on.
Exactly. All right, Wendy, I know we've got a lot of people out there going, I love Wendy. I want her on my next project since we're coast to coast and you're doing stuff all over. How do people find you? So, Victor, your expertise.
Thank you. It's WendyGlaisterInteriors.com is our website, and Wendy Glaister Interiors on Instagram. We put up stories every day about our design adventures and everything that's going on. So hopefully you'll enjoy it and follow along. And thanks again so much for having me.
Wendy, it's always so much fun. And it's always great when the three of us can get in here and
it is a lot of fun.
Inform and tell some more stories at the same time, because it's all a little bit of therapy for all of us.
It's a blast. It actually makes me miss being a GC. I'm like, man, it's a
lot of fun. Maui's waiting for you.
I'm thinking about it.
I can see the gears turning on that guy right now. He's sitting there going, okay.
I'm not hard to influence like that. I'm like, okay, adventure, let's go.
That is awesome. All right, guys. For John Dudley, Wendy Glaister, thanks for coming on today. I'm Eric G.
Thanks, Wendy.
You've been listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast, tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.